Hey there, everyone. It's so great to be with you. And I'm pretty excited about sharing one of my favorite scripture verses with you. Seeing its favorites, I thought I'd bring you to one of my favorite spots here on Alex Hill. This spot I've spent a lot of time at. I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a lot of tears, there wasn't a lot of soul searching, and also the odd beefy's pie has been devoured here on Alex Hill. But this place, I think for me, one of the reasons it is so special is because I can come here regardless of the conditions. Some days it's windy and blowy and the seas are raging. Other days it's just picture perfect and calm. But no matter what the conditions are, I can come here and it just helps me reset, helps me bring focus, perspective on the situations and the things I might be thinking through. It's a great spot to come and just pray. I look out on the horizon and it gives me a renewed sense of awe and wonder of the amazing God that we serve. So today I want to spend a little bit of time looking at my favorite scripture. And for me, this scripture is so important because it goes to a really specific moment in my life. As many of you know, I run a business. It's a family business. And about 28 years ago is when I joined. And about 8 years ago, I took over the leadership of this business. And as part of that transition, my mum and dad gave me this gift. It's simply a baton. It's a running baton that relay race runners use. And this one's a little bit different. They had it inscribed and they called it the baton of trust, entrusting me with the responsibility, the leadership and the vision of the business which they had established. But on it, and probably the most important part of it, is the scripture, which is my favorite scripture. And my favorite scripture is Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. And I'd love you to turn with me in your Bibles if you have them, and I'll read it to you. And my hope is that the end of this time together, that maybe this verse, if it's not already, will become one of your favorites. Because what it's done for me, it's laid a foundation in my life that I can live by. It's challenged me, but it's also given amazing comfort at the different times that I've needed it. So Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, and I'll be reading from the NIV. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. I might just read that again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. This is an incredible scripture. And as I said, it's something that I guess, tried to build my life on and use the foundation of my life. So I'm going to look at four different aspects of this. Trust, lean not, submit, and path straight. And just explore each of those things and what it means to us and maybe some application of how we live our lives. But before I do, I'd love to pray. Father, I thank you for the truth of your word. I thank you, Father, that it inspires us, it challenges us, it convicts us. And I pray, Lord, as we dive into this particular chapter, this verse, and that we would truly be challenged. And Lord, that you would do a work in our lives, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, no matter what circumstances we're facing. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so first one, trust. July 22nd, 2020. It was just another day for me. Well, until it wasn't. You see, I was at work and I'd spent sort of the morning there, and I went downstairs to go to the bathroom actually. And as I walked into the bathroom, I started feeling dizzy. And I just balanced myself on the vanity in the bathroom there, and unfortunately it didn't pass. And I felt really unstable on my feet, so I just sat down where I was. And before I knew it, I started losing feeling in my leg and my arm. I thought to myself, I better get out of this toilet, otherwise no one is gonna know that I'm in here if I end up collapsing on the ground. Anyway, I made it out, went and sat up on my desk, and a little while later, I actually couldn't speak either. To cut a really long story short, I was having a stroke. Now, we have talked about that, and you guys know a little bit of my health journey over this past year, but I don't particularly wanna dwell on that a whole lot, other than to say, this has been one amongst a series of events this year that have caused me to have to trust deeply in God, to have to dive into his comfort and his wisdom to know how to handle and navigate these kinds of things, as have most of us. We look at the year that's been gone, and it's been a big one, and it's caused us to have to trust. And there's a couple of things for me that come to mind when we consider and talk about trust. And the first one is that our circumstances should never determine our level of trust. our trust has to be beyond our circumstance, beyond our circumstances. It has to be beyond the situations that we face. You know, what the scripture says there in Proverbs 3 is that we have to trust with all our heart. It's not this half-hearted thing, it's all, it's entire. We can't hold on to this part and that part and say, okay, God, you look after that. It's all. We have to trust Him with everything. And it's, wholehearted. We're all in. And probably the Passion Translation for me says it really great. It says, trust in the Lord completely. Completely. You know, there's no room for, you know, second guessing or, you know, doing some things on our own. We have to trust Him completely. So the question is, are there areas in our lives where we need to trust completely? Which leads us to the second point. It's often the areas that we fear most that reveal where we trust God least. It's often the areas we fear most that we trust God the least. Are there things in our life that are causing you to live in fear? Are there things in life, when you start to think about them, cause anxiety and worry to come in? You know, is it the safety and well-being of your family? You know, the relationships you have? Is it your future, your job, your career, your finances? Is it the situation we're walking through as a planet at the moment with COVID or anything like that? Are there things that produce fear in your life? Maybe there are areas we have to hand over to God and trust Him completely with. Now, it sounds easy, right? We just trust God. It sort of rolls off the tongue. But I reckon trust is a bit like a muscle. It's one of those things that has to be developed. You look at your muscles. A muscle is developed when it's put under strain, when it's put under tension, when you exercise it. And trust is exactly that as well. It grows when it's exercised. It grows when you use it. You know, our trust doesn't necessarily grow when things are all great and easy. It's in those moments which are tough and you know, challenging that our trust has to grow. And so, what does it look like to grow trust? You know, I think for me, when I think about my close friends and those in my life that I trust the most, the reason I trust them is because I get to know them. I know who they are. I know what they're about. I know what they value. So let's get practical for a moment. Here are three things I reckon we can do. And if we practice these, it helps us to know Jesus better. The first one is read your word. Get into the Bible. When we read the Bible, we find out what's important to Jesus. And when we know what's important to Jesus, we get to know Him better. If it matters to Him, then it needs to matter to us. I'm a big believer that reading the Word is not so much a quantity game. It's not how much you read. It's just about quality. What are the things that you're reading? You know, what can you take away from it? What are those small bits that you can apply to your life? Now, you might only read a verse a day. That's okay if it's doing something in your life, if it's helping you become more like Jesus. Just get in there. Just read it. If you miss a day, don't miss two. Just make reading such an important part of your life. And the second one is pray. Take the time, be intentional every day to pray. I like setting aside my mornings. I go for a walk and I use that time to pray. That might not work for you. There might be a better time of the day. It doesn't matter when it is, or even for that matter, where it is, but just make sure you pray. The Bible tells us to pray continuously. And I think that's something we need to apply. It doesn't have to be this is a set sit down and pray moment. You can pray in between, you know, doing the housework or at work, in your break, whatever it might be. And they don't have to be long prayers as well. Just get in there and pray. Share your heart, share your feelings, share the things that you're struggling with. Tell Him how much you're grateful for. And even confess. What are those things that we maybe need to confess and just hand over to Him as well? And the third thing for me that helps me get to know Jesus better is worship. Now, worship is far more than singing. I absolutely get that. But for me, singing is one of those amazing gifts that we have where we can come and worship. What it does for me, it expresses those things in my heart. There'll be times where I come here, I put my headphones on, and I just allow the songs that I'm listening to be an outflowing of my heart. You might be in your car, where you can let it go and have a good old sing-along yourself. But wherever you are, whatever you do, make worship part of your life. So may we discover what it means to trust in the Lord with all our heart. So often, we try and reinforce our own understanding or our own beliefs or our own viewpoint. And the way we do that, and I kind of feel like we maybe all know someone like this, and quite often we can do it ourselves. We go around and talk to a whole bunch of people, just looking for that one person that's going to reinforce that viewpoint that we have until we find them. And then we latch onto it to just justify the way we think. But here's the thing, the Bible has a pretty clear view on our understanding, and I'd like to just read from it to you from Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." I am so glad that God's thoughts are way higher than my thoughts, that His understanding is greater than my understanding. If I look back at the events of the past few months, and if I lent on my own understanding, I'm not quite sure I'd be doing today what I am doing. Let me play out what my understanding of this last little season has been. We're going through a pandemic. We're looking at church, doing church differently. The whole world has been turned upside down. We've just had our senior pastor finish up after 15 years. I'm stepping into a transitional role. I'm already busy doing what I'm doing. I'm running a business. My understanding, it actually doesn't make a whole lot of sense that I step into taking a transitional role here at Good Life. But again, I'm so grateful that my understanding is not the end of the story, that we can understand what God has and what God's saying. And for me, I sense that God was doing something different. I had a sense that God was inviting me and us into a new journey. And I'm willing to walk that out. I'm not quite sure what it looks like just yet, but I know that He is trustworthy, and I know that He is faithful, and I know that He is good, and that my thoughts are not His thoughts, because He has plans for us. He has a hope and He has a future. There's another scripture which is found in Proverbs 19, verse 21, and it says this: "A person may have many ideas concerning God's plan for his life, but only designs of His purpose will succeed in the end." You see, if I had walked in my understanding, I may be limiting what God wants to do. And that can be the same for each of us. God has an incredible plan and purpose for you. Don't walk in your own understanding. Let us walk in His together. Number three, submit. Submit simply means to accept or yield to a superior force or authority. The Greek word hupotasso also just means to be under obedience to. When I was 21, I did a trip to the Solomon Islands. And it was one of my first trips to the Solomon Islands, and I did it with three other guys: my dad, Jeff Bentley, Steve Grace, and Steve Turner. It was an amazing trip, and I learned so much. But there was one particular moment that is etched in my memory that I have never forgotten and taught me some pretty valuable life lessons. There was this one place we had visited. It was a village up on top of a hill. For those who don't know, Steve Grace is a singer-songwriter. And pretty much most of the guys I was traveling with at that time were legend status in the Solomon Islands. And so quite often I'd probably inherited the roadie job, and I was carrying Steve's guitar. So we'd finished ministering at this particular village, and in this one we had to walk down a really steep hill to get back to the car. And the guys were down in front, and I was coming up the rear carrying Steve's guitar, had a couple of local kids in tow, and we're walking down this hill. And in what was a pretty ordinary kind of place, I had this significant spiritual moment. And it's something that has taught me a lot. As I was walking down that hill, carrying Steve's guitar, obviously God was doing a work in my heart and teaching me a little bit around my ego and my humility. But I had this moment where I just felt I needed to pray or to declare. And now I can't even remember to this moment whether it was something I actually prayed or verbalized, but there was this overwhelming sense that I had to right there and then make this decision to submit. And I just said, "God, if you want me to carry guitars for the rest of my life, because that's the way you want me to serve and I can serve you and your kingdom in that, then I'm willing to do it." And it was this profound moment where God taught me so much about what submission means and what surrender means. I was willing to walk and to say, "God, whatever you want, if this is what you want for me, I'm happy to walk in that for the rest of my life." Now, it doesn't mean it's easy, right? We've got to remind ourselves of those kinds of things every day. And surrender and submission, it's a daily choice to walk in that and to walk in that obedience to the Father. In that moment, it taught me a lesson that submission and surrender are one of the absolute priorities when it comes to walking in the Christian faith. At the end of last year, I shared a quote with you by Craig Rochelle, and it simply said this: "You don't always have the power to control, but you always have the power to surrender." I got thinking about that in the context of this idea of submit. And I wonder if I take a bit of creative license. that we don't always have the power to control, but we always have the power to submit. We can't control our circumstances. We can't always control the things that happen to us, but we can always choose to submit to God and His will and purpose that He has for our lives. So may we choose to walk lives of submission to the Father in all that we do. All right, we're on the home straight. And point number four, path straight. The first three points require action. Now, I think my English teacher would have told me they're doing words, so maybe verbs, and I absolutely could be wrong, so I don't want letters from all you teachers out there. But the first three points, we're asked to trust, to lean not, and to submit. They're the things we need to do. And I believe that if we do those things, it creates an environment, it creates a foundation for God to make our paths straight. Now, life isn't going to be smooth sailing, I get that. And even the path straight analogy, it's an interesting one. Because often we think, it's going to be this straight path. I don't actually think that's what it's like. I think it's more akin to the journey the Israelites went on. You have a look at the story of the Exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. Their path would fall into the path straight category. Now, they were 40 years in the wilderness. They went around and around. It wasn't that they just walked straight to the promised land that God had promised them. It was a journey because God knew exactly what He wanted to do in their lives. It was a case for them where they would follow a cloud by day and a fire by night. If the cloud stopped, they stopped. If the fire stopped, they stopped. So it was this constant progression, I guess, for them where they would set up camp and wait. They'd pack up camp and they'd walk. And when the cloud stopped, they'd stop and they'd set up camp and they'd wait. And this constant repeating cycle. But again, God knew exactly what He wanted to do in their lives. He knew how long it would take. He knew exactly what sort of circumstances it would take to get them into a place ready to walk into the promised land. I do love how the Message version translates this part of this Proverbs scripture. It says, everything you do and everywhere you go, He's the one who will keep you on track. I think that's a great translation of what this means. Doesn't matter where you're going, doesn't matter what you do, He's going to one that will keep you on track. He's going to help us avoid those pitfalls, avoid the sidetracks. And that's what it means to be able to, for Him to make our paths straight. I'm confident that God is at work directing your path. And even when the reality of what you see and the circumstances you face obscure that end destination, know and trust that He is getting you there and that He's at work. One of the great gifts we have as believers in Jesus is found in John chapter 14. And it says this, verse 27, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. We have this incredible gift called peace. And it is there for us. It is there in abundance. And no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situations we walk, He will make our path straight and we can walk in it in peace. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. This verse becomes so rich and powerful when we view it not just through our circumstances and the situations we face, but through who? Who is it we trust? Who is it we lean on? Who is it we submit to? Because that who? It's Jesus Christ. And when we trust Him, when we submit to Him, when we lean on Him, He is the one who will make our path straight. So today, I just want to encourage you to trust in Him. There is no better place, no better person that you can place your entire trust in. And I want you to think, maybe just today, what's that one thing? Is there one thing today that you need to trust Jesus with? Is there one thing that is causing that fear and worry and anxiety that you need to hand over to Him today? Just think on it, pray about it, because He wants to journey this out with you. He wants to walk that out with you. He wants to give you that peace that can only come from Him that the world cannot take away. So may we trust deeply, lean not on our own understanding, submit to Him and walk courageously into all that He has for us as He makes our paths straight. God bless.